there's something very liberating about hitting rock bottom. You know, when you got nothing, when you know your job is gone. And I felt so free in that moment because I knew now I could do anything.
Is your business struggling right now? You might think that it's because you don't have enough sales, but the reality is it's because you don't have the attention of the marketplace. This is attention equals dollars. You deserve more. Your business deserves more. And I'm here to teach you everything that I know on how to get the attention that you need and to turn that attention into dollars. Welcome to the Attention Equals Dollars podcast. I'm your host, Luke Nessler, where we come to you live every week from the Impact Media Studios to teach you how to get attention and turn it into dollars. This podcast is your roadmap. It's your blueprint on how to use social media, how to get attention online, on digital, to turn it into sales for your business. And I bring my expert friends to you, those that have done it, those that have built successful businesses. How do they get attention? How do they reach their customer? And how do they turn that attention into sales? Today, I got an exciting guest. He's the host of Sex Afflictions and Porn Addictions. We're going to have an interesting show today. He's been seen on Steve Harvey. He's been on the Daily Mail, and he's also been featured on the Lifetime Network. I'm super, super excited. Craig, thanks for joining us. My guest today is Craig Parra. Man, let's dive into it. You ready to have some fun?
I'm ready to have some fun. Let's do it. You awesome. Can't say sex afflictions and porn addictions without people saying, wait, what are we going to talk about today? But fascinating journey I've had, and look forward to sharing it with you, man. It's been amazing.
Awesome. Well, it's, you know, we know we have mutual friends with our friend Hank Norman in New York City. They introduced us, and I'm glad they did. And the reason I'm excited to have you on the podcast is obviously you have an interesting topic with what you do, and we'll dive into that in a second. But I think it's going to bring value because you have a very, very niche marketplace.
Correct.
So a lot of people say, man, my customer's a really specific type of a customer. How do I market to them? How do I get their attention? Well, you're the king of this because you have a very niche market. So
let's dive in.
Let's take it back. What do you do for your customers?
So I work with men struggling with compulsive sexual behavior, commonly known as porn addiction, commonly known as sex addiction, also known as a midlife crisis, shitty life. So my clients are high net worth men who've demonstrated some success in certain areas of their lives, but their lives are falling apart. And that falling apart has centered around their sexual behavior, their compulsive sexual behavior. So I help them save their relationships. I help them leverage their skill set and business into their personal lives because they understand things like metrics and goals and deliverables and infrastructure in the business side, yet their personal life is a mess. I help men be better versions of themselves and get to save relationships and make better fathers.
I love that. So obviously, the reason I do what I do today is because social media is what saved my business. We were going out of business. We were struggling because nobody knew who we were. So I learned a skill set myself and flipped my business and made it a very successful business from learning how to use social media. So now that's what I offer to my customers. What's your story? How did you get into what you're doing today? Did you struggle with this yourself?
Oh God. Yeah. So
everybody does.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. I think it's every man's journey to creating healthy around that part of themselves. So here's my life: high achiever, successful, worked for a top tier law firm in Connecticut when I graduated law school, then went in-house. So I had the cushy in-house job and just was, you know, on the outside living the dream. I had a beautiful wife, beautiful kids. And, but there was another side of me. There was that secret side of me. And the old Craig might've seen that side of me as the man, you know, hit it and quit it, get in there, get out of there. And so I lied to my wife. I cheated on my wife. I spent hundreds of thousands of dollars probably over my lifetime at strip clubs, all, you know, under the ruse of, hey, this is what guys do. And ultimately, I got caught and I broke my wife's heart, who's my best friend, who's my partner, who's my literal my business partner too now in all this. And I just had that midlife crisis, man. I was running a $1 billion company's compliance department. So I'll bring you back 7 years. and I moved my family cross country for this job. So I'm a lawyer. I'm licensed in Connecticut, so I can't practice law outside of Connecticut. So anytime I move out of that jurisdictional area, my opportunities for, you know, successful gainful employment are limited. But this was an exciting opportunity. I really wanted to come to the West Coast. Within 10 months, I was fired in an inpatient drug facility. I was out of my mind. I hated my job. I hated my boss. I hated my life. I was working 12, 14 hours a day for someone who didn't give a shit. And I realized how trapped I was. So instead of having the courage to, step back and do the mature thing and recognize this isn't for me, I crashed and burned. I crash and burn. Almost the Chevy Chase scene in the movie where he's stuffing the salmon in his coat, stumbling around in the Santa outfit. That was me at a $1 billion company, you know, going in, you know, coming back from lunch. So I hit a real low point, tried to kill myself, ended up in an inpatient facility. And 7 years later, here I am. A lot of in between.
That's, yeah, man, what a story. So you're, and now you help people that are in similar situations as you. And, you know, when somebody hears, you know, the name of your podcast and what you do, it's, I don't think unless they're having that issue, they don't get it at first.
That's right.
But the story you just told really spells it out. And it's something that I think, I mean, look, you know, if you go to any bar in any town, you're going to see somebody that's probably going through it. That's probably struggling in some way, shape or form in their life. And those are the type of people that you want to help. Correct?
That's correct. That's correct. When you look at, you know, look at what messages are the media reinforcing to our boys? You know, what's the impact of pornography? Every guy listening knows what you're watching. You know, think of a 10-year-old watching that, you know, year after year after year after year. And we all can appreciate the challenges of our, you know, for most of us, you know, committed, monogamous, heterosexual relationships, and they're so goddamn hard. And when you got this other part of you and that part of you is all screwed up and you know, it's interesting because my guys, first of all, to back up, the behavior is always the symptom. The behavior isn't the root cause. And that's something I think that's made me so much more successful than some of the traditional, you know, addiction disease-based models. You know, the fact is that if the guy's cheating, he's getting his significant needs met outside the relationship. If he's compulsively using pornography, he's numbing, coping, and escaping, and finding healthy strategies to do that and really get to the root cause is important. But I love to talk about the business side of it too. It's so exciting, and I've learned a lot.
So let's talk about the business side. So obviously, you know, fast forward, you've beat your addiction. You're to a point now to where you want to help people beat their addiction and become successful yet again. How, when you started this business, tell me what that looked like. How did you start to get the word out about this? Were you worried about putting this messaging out? How am I going to get it to the right people? Talk to me about that.
Yeah. Terrified. So picture this. I'm in counseling. I've been fired from my job. I ran a $1 billion company's nationwide compliance department. So at an executive leadership position. And, listen, word travels, you know, there wasn't an employer within, you know, 50 miles that in my niche, who didn't know that something happened because I had only been in the job for such a short period of time. And I was trying to figure out what the heck am I going to do with my life, because there's something very liberating about hitting rock bottom. You know, when you got nothing, when you know your job is gone and you have every belief that your wife and kids are gone, and I'm sitting in that inpatient facility, I knew that since I didn't successfully kill myself, I failed. You got to snort a lot of bat salts to get that heart to explode. That's what I did. And I felt so free in that moment because I knew now I could do anything. And I hated my job. I hated my life. And my therapist actually said to me, have you thought of doing this for a living? And I said, that is the fucking most stupid thing I've ever heard in my life. Like, his credibility just plummeted. Like, what do you mean do this for a living? What am I going to be, a life coach? I mean, are you insane? I'm an executive. I'm a lawyer. I'm a expert in regulatory compliance.
So when did you realize, man,
well, all right, I knew I had something special. He had been working with a client for 2 years at a considerable cost. And he said, Craig, you've had some similar problems in this crazy guy. Why don't you talk to him too? And he goes, you know, you're probably not going to get anywhere with him. You're probably not going to crack him. This guy hasn't cried in his lifetime. And you know, just talk to him. See what you can do here. And he even paid me. It was the first time he said, listen, this guy wants something. I'm going to stick him, lock him in a room with you for 2 days. And I was like, oh, shit. So look, what do I do? Let me start thinking about how I want to, you know, impact this guy, engage with him. Anyway, I cracked him. I blew him wide open. His mind was blown. His life was forever changed. He was so grateful. And wow, that's when I realized that I had a gift. You know, my gift, my passion was always helping people. It's why I went into the law. I didn't start this game thinking I'd end up, you know, as a shrill for billion-dollar companies. And listen, those are great jobs. I'm not knocking anybody, but I'm so blessed to be working for myself now. But he says to me, you know, you should think of doing this for a living. And of course I said, that's the dumbest idea. But what I started to do was started to podcast. I started to blog. I started to share my journey initially anonymously. And my wife would join me on some of those podcasts. And so I decided, because I was such a pathological liar, I lied to my wife. I lied to my family. I lied to my friends. I had secrets on top of secrets. I was lying about lies. I said, for the first time in my life, I'm going to be brutally honest, and I'm going to do it with, you know, everybody listening. And that's where it started. It started with me being vulnerable and being open and being transparent to people, because in this particular niche, you know, where people are ashamed and embarrassed, it was a refreshing, you know, respite from what they were used to.
I think everybody has that. And you know, for the viewers and the listeners, I mean, it's something that, you know, recently I've even realized, and I've even doubled down to where a lot of people thought that, you know, I'm just the social media guru and that's how it's always been, because I never told the story of the struggle of how, when I was living in my office, and the way that I saved my business and saved what we're doing was from social media. So I'm transparent. I tell that story, and I've seen so many more people connecting to it. And I think it's something that everybody listening today, you can learn from, to where, you know, Craig's story is something that is probably hard for many people to tell, but Craig was brave enough and shared it. My story, it was something I was embarrassed of. And then I started to tell it, and I started to share it, and people started to connect with it. So I think that's the first takeaway from today, is sharing your story of why the hell you do what you do today. Right. So that it doesn't look like, well, it's just the job I ended up in, because that's not the case.
That's right. And that, you know, what that creates is connection. So I've learned all about funnels. I've learned all about niche marketing. And the interesting thing about niche marketing, here's the interesting thing. There are studies that say that the whatever behavior change modality that you choose to get better, whether you go see a therapist, whether you go see a counselor, to the extent through which you connect with that person and their philosophy impacts efficacy, impacts efficacy. And knowing that not every system is for everybody, by me being vulnerable, by me sharing exactly what I do, by me being honest, this is the client that I work with. This isn't the client that I work with. I know my tribe, and that niche, like, I can't begin to share with your listeners the impact of me carving that niche, because I wanted to be out here. I wanted to help everybody in the beginning. And I realized that, wait a minute, no, that's not my client. And the more I shared, the deeper that connection was, and the better results we got on the back end. So it's not just marketing. It's not just that customer facing, you know, bringing them into a funnel. It actually impacts results. And I'm sure that's true in some ways for a number of businesses. If you connect with the person, you're going to do better. You're going to perform, because it's going to go both ways.
Yeah. So you identify your tribe, you realize who you need to help, who you want to help. How do you start to get their attention? How do you start to market to them? Is it simply you're being vulnerable, you're putting your message out, they're finding you? Or what are some of the ways you got the attention of your market?
Yeah. So podcasting is so important. And by podcasting, you know, I mean broadcasting. I mean, when I do a podcast, I use Zoom. I record the audio. The audio gets uploaded to, you know, the system that feeds all the podcast services, including iTunes, upload it on video. So I really try to repurpose content, but putting myself out there and recording. And by the way, that podcast turns into a blog article. So a lot of different ways. And then three of those together equal an email to my list. And, you know, from those podcasts. So I've gotten really, really good at putting myself out there into the various social media channels. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I'm on Facebook. But it's the sharing of my story. So I know when someone calls me and says, I've been listening to your podcast. Okay, I've got a serious lead. I've got someone who is interested, who wants help, who's been paying attention and knows me. I charge a lot of money for what I do. I've lost one partner. One partner initiated divorce in 7 years. That's a shitload of families, man, that I've saved. And I'm proud of that. And I price my services accordingly. So, but if you call me blind and you don't know anything about me, you're like, what? How many thousand? Are you insane? Bye. You know, I just called my therapist. They told me it was $50 a session and my co-payment is going to be $5.
You're bringing up such, oh man, Okay. So you're bringing something up that I see in my business partners in the room as well. I've never actually said out loud what you just said, because we have the same issue. So we're not cheap. We offer a premium service. We change lives. We get businesses to where their sales are here. We take them to here. We can literally turn attention into dollars. The people that come to us and are willing to sign a contract that I put in front of them are those that found me from my content. They've seen what we've done. They know exactly the caliber of service we provide. But then, story just from this past week, one of our sales associate, he goes out, he's doing his job, he's knocking on doors. He goes to somebody that's not aware of how good we are at what we do and the results we get. And they literally said to him, I'm offended that you bring a contract of this size in here. Do you think I can afford this? Because they don't know. Just like your customers, you cost that much, but the people that know you and know what you can do for their business, they get it. So it's what I'm getting at. It's the content. The difference between a customer that is just offended at the number I give them and is a waste of my time and I'm wasting their time is somebody that hasn't consumed my content. That's the same with you.
That's right. And I've built that consumption into the funnel. So there was a time when I had my phone number all over the website because I want people to call. Before I engage in a one-on-one relationship with a client, I need people to call me. They've got to call me on the phone. But I was getting too many calls, too many unqualified leads, wasting my time, wasting their time. So I took it off the website. I was terrified. I was terrified. And I finally did it. And so now if you want to talk to me, you've got to sign up here. And when you sign up here, well, then you're going to be fed some information. You're going to be, you know, you're going to know that I was on Steve Harvey. You're going to watch me share my journey on Katie Couric, where my wife and I are crying when Katie Couric reaches over and tries to comfort us. They're going to see that. They're going to know that. They're going to be exposed to that. And they're going to have clarity on exactly what they're getting if they decide to work with me. And you know, that changed everything. That was one of the smartest things I did, was to take that number off the website. So you can't call me blind. And I wanted to create some scarcity as well. Either I'm the guy on Steve Harvey or I'm the guy sitting by the phone waiting for every client to call, you know?
Yeah. Talk to me about the importance of attention when you're being vulnerable. You're getting attention on your story, your brand. And again, it's uncomfortable. Like you said, you're on the, you know, Katie Couric show crying. And that's something that a lot of people are like, fuck that. That's not for me. I'm terrified of that. It's not like guys like you and me are feed off of that. We're not excited about it. It's important. Why is it important? And what has that done for your business to, again, share your story, be vulnerable, and the caliber of clients it's brought to you?
Yeah, it's changed everything, because again, the fascinating part, right, from the marketing piece, and I'm trying to tie this together, is that my vulnerability, their connection to my vulnerability, impacts efficacy Is the relationship going to work? Are we going to be able to drive the results we seek? So that connection to me means everything. It means everything. And it literally impacts the end result. It literally impacts the end result. Is this going to be either a mind-blowing, transformative experience, which is what I typically deliver, you know, time and time and time again, and or is it going to be, that was kind of interesting, but the same thing said to another man the hour before, mind blown. And so it's so important to make sure that people connect with me, and it's that vulnerability that, and you know, here's what clients say. Wait a minute. This guy was pretty fucked up. Okay. He was pretty fucked up. If he did it, I can do it. Number one. Number two is, wait a minute. What did he do again? He was having sex with like how many prostitutes and a trans person and the strip clubs and like, you know, all, wait a minute. I can share with him. I can be vulnerable with him. So there's a word for it. I forget what it is in psychology, but that vulnerability, again, I'm repeating myself, but it impacts efficacy because now the client feels very comfortable sharing something about themselves where they feel deep shame.
I think that is the biggest takeaway, maybe of any of the podcasts that I've done or any of the interviews I've ever done with somebody. And I'm glad that you're the guy to bring it, because sharing why you're doing what you're doing. You're not just a journeyman salesman that sells cars. If you're there, why the hell, you know, what story led you to that? I'm not just a guy selling marketing. You're not just a guy helping people with their addictions. There's stories behind it. And when you share those stories, when you're vulnerable and you put them out where people pay attention online in the media, people see that. And not just anybody comes to you, the right people come to you. And I think that's something that I honestly don't talk enough about in my marketing to others, teaching them how to use these platforms. And that is being vulnerable, telling people the struggles that you've had, how you've overcome them, and how that's what you do today. You help people just like you, just like me, fix that problem. Because that's what I do. That's what you do, obviously, in very completely different realms and different industries, but it's the same story. The reason I do what I do today is because I overcame something, a major hurdle, and you did as well. Do you think that is, if you had to start from scratch and you could do one thing to grow your business again, what would it be? Is it what we've been talking about? Sharing your vulnerability?
It would be the exact same thing. Now, I may have done things quicker. I may have built the funnel quicker. I certainly would have done those things quicker. I would have learned some of these lessons. You know, I've already learned these lessons because I'm starting from scratch, but I would literally do the exact same thing. People want to know you failed. They want to know that you've struggled. They want to be able to relate. And listen, does that mean you're, you know, no disrespect, but your Tai Lopez's of the world who are renting Lamborghinis and Porsches and you know, sitting outside of rented houses, as it's been explained to me. Maybe true, maybe not, but you know,
let's talk about that for a minute, because you don't have to say no disrespect. He's a con artist. Okay.
All right.
Might be a genius, but he's selling complete and total bullshit. Anybody that won't tell why they do what they do, where they came from, somebody that won't say what their fucking age is, the people that buy that product are customers that I sure as hell don't want. They're
desperate, right? They're desperate, looking for quick fixes. They want to put in a 5-minute work week. Fuck you. Who's going to 5-minute work week?
A lot of people market that way to where they want that quick fix. They want that quick result. They're not willing. They don't understand even what attention to dollars means. Yeah, but how do I actually convert that? The way you convert that is you're getting the attention of the right people that are going to resonate with your message. And just like Craig today, and we'll talk about your funnel here in a second and what that means to the audience. But the bottom line is they're going to buy from the expert. They're going to buy from the person they resonate with and they think can help them the most. You don't have to do some Tai Lopez sneaky bullshit to get them to you. If you tell your story in a genuine way and show you can help them go from here to here, they will come to you. Would you agree or disagree?
Oh, no, I absolutely disagree. And, you know, and even the people, you know, you get in deep enough, right, where you are, where I am, where you know the gig, you know the game people are playing, you know that the cars are rented, you know that the house is rented, yeah, you know yeah, that, absolutely. The you know, it's bullshit.
You disagree with all that.
You know that there's nobody working a 5-minute work week. Like you just fucking know. You just know, as efficient as successful as I've been, I don't know anybody who's done that. And it just rings hollow. And you know, it rings hollow. And at the same time, there are some lessons around, you know, the efficiency of the funnel, ways to tighten up, that I think you can learn for some of those guys. Cause I've learned from, you know, Jeff Walker. I've learned from Alex Jeffries, who's another someone who I actually like, even though he's got the big watch and, you know, he, you know, does his videos and his little marble staircase and stuff. But there are lessons there, but that's not how I want to conduct myself. I don't care how big I get. It doesn't ring true to me.
So wrapping up, let's talk about your funnel. You've said it multiple times, and for those that are, you know, are new to the podcast and are not familiar with what a funnel is, it simply put, it's a way of taking somebody from a perfect stranger and getting them to a paid customer. A lot of people, everybody's funnel looks different. When you say funnel, Craig, talk to me about what your funnel consists of. How do you go from getting that attention of somebody to actually them becoming a customer?
Sure. So I wrote an ebook that I call it The 4 Pillars of Recovery and a Great Life. And one of the kind of first things in the title I'm trying to merge is this notion of recovery and living and them not being a separate thing, because people get stuck in recovery forever. It doesn't have to be a permanent residence. And in those four pillars, each one of them is a unique attribute of my program. So upon completion of reading this ebook, you will either, wow, wait a minute, this guy's doing something different. It's not 12 steps. It's not the disease-based model. Really focused on moving forward, break a habit, make a habit. Wow, mindfulness. Like I connect with this shit. I want in. So on my website, I've got a number of places where people can put in their email address to get a copy of this ebook. And once they receive a copy of the ebook, I send follow-up emails to them, speaking about each pillar, sharing more about my journey along the way. I'm sharing my television appearances on Lifetime, Katie Couric and Steve Harvey and NPR and a couple of other ones that I've done. And so throughout that email, right. And think about, you know, people who are listening, think about someone who's been emailing you for a period of time. You don't know them, but you think you do. You think you actually can kind of like you've actually had coffee with this person and you've never met them before, but they're in your inbox and they've established that expertise. They've established that we have something in common. We've both struggled with this and you may be struggling with it now. So it's my way of bringing people into my world through first getting their email address and then hitting them with a bunch of emails that is authentic, that are raw, that shares my journey and provides them with value. Like the most important thing is make sure whatever you're doing, whatever you're giving away to your clients, make sure it provides value. And I got to tell you, I resisted this for so long. Don't give away your best stuff. You know, I heard from all the marketers, give away your best stuff, give away your best stuff. I refused to do it. Now I do it. My life has changed dramatically.
That's exactly what 99% of the people that I come in contact with, they're afraid to share their expertise. Why would they hire me? I said it the other day, I want to teach somebody how to not hire me. The thing is, those that are actually serious about getting a result, they will hire me. They're not going to try and do it themselves.
Right. And it's the incorporation. So you know, in my four pillars ebook, I outline like everything that I do in a one-on-one coaching experience. That has made me more attractive. I want everyone listening to know I was wrong. You've got to give away your best stuff, and that's only going to make you better. It's only going to make you more marketable, and it's only going to connect people deeper with you, because it's the devil's in the details and the implementation and the awakenings that come from whatever it is you're teaching them. So don't forget that. Pay attention.
Absolutely. No doubt. Man, this has been this has been one of my favorite episodes.
Thank you.
And I'm not just saying that. I mean, what you've said is exactly what my audience needed to hear, to where you have got something that if somebody's afraid of their story, you've got something that is obviously was embarrassing to share. You manned up, you shared it because you knew that you could help people if they heard it. It's something that everybody needs to understand. You've got to be vulnerable. If you're in a profession and you've struggled and what you do helps others not go through that struggle, you can't just market and advertise just like everybody else does. You've got to share those struggles. And why? Because that's going to help the people that resonate with that message the most. They're going to be the ones that come to you and they're going to understand and they're going to be the qualified customers. Unlike somebody that's just looking for a quick marketing fix or looking for somebody to help, you know, counsel them and lead them through, and then they're offended by your price. If they know your story, they know your struggle, and they know you've gone through it, you have that level of connection that they don't with your competitors. You're the man. I'm looking forward to building a relationship with you and you know, seeing what else we can do together. I want to have you back on the show. But before we go, where can people find you? Where can people get your content, whether they're in need or whether they just want to watch what you're doing to market yourself? Where can we find you at?
Yeah. So go to www.themindfulhabit.com, themindfulhabit.com. And, you'll see how I do it. And, you know, cut and paste, you know, take what you learn, sign up for the download, you know, just to kind of see, you know, because when I started, this was nothing. And I've worked with thousands of clients, because I have a group coaching program as well. Thousands of clients in 25 countries, from your Fortune 500 CEO to your FedEx delivery driver, to your teacher, to your celebrity, you know, men who need results fast. And I have 4 coaches that work for me. I actually train counselors and therapists in my modality. So if you told me I'd be where I'm at, you know, 7 years ago, I would have said you are high. You know, you're sniffing those bath salts that I was taking. But it's a dream come true, man. I'm living life. It couldn't be better. And privileged to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, congrats on your success. You are a prime example of, if you are genuine, you share your story, you understand that you're not going to put one piece of content out and then expect your business to 10X itself. It is a journey. It is a process. You're a prime example that success absolutely will come and you can build an empire. Guys, if you're listening to this podcast and you want more, be sure to, you can check our video, live video streams of this out on the Facebook page, the Luke Nestler Facebook channel. Be sure to like that page. Be sure to follow that page. Be sure to turn the See First feature on that page. Be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel, rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. That's how we help folks. The more that you rate, the more you review, the more people can find out about us. And then Craig, your podcast, Sex Afflictions and Porn Addictions, is that also on iTunes itself?
That is on iTunes. You can find me there.
I love it. I love it. Hey, looking forward to doing more with you. Thank you very much for being on the show, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Talk soon.
Is your business struggling right now? You might think that it's because you don't have enough sales, but the reality is it's because you don't have the attention of the marketplace. This is Attention Equals Dollars. You deserve more. Your business deserves more. And I'm here to teach you everything that I know on how to get the attention that you need and to turn that attention into dollars.